dans cette. L'autre jour en m'y promenant, et l'autre jour en m'y promenant,
et l'autre jour en m'y promenant, et l'autre jour en m'y promenant,
tout le long de ces rives au guéland de la lyre, tout le long de ces rives au guéland de la la,
tout le long de ces rives au guéland de la lyre, tout le long de ces rives au guéland de la la.
Ah, j'ai bien vu, j'ai rencontré, ah, j'ai bien vu, j'ai rencontré,
ah, j'ai bien vu, j'ai rencontré,
ah, j'ai bien vu, j'ai rencontré, une danse de filles au guéland de la lyre, une ronde de filles au guéland de la la,
une danse de filles au guéland de la lyre, une ronde de filles au guéland de la la.
Je lui ai dit t'es demandé, je lui ai dit t'es demandé,
et je lui ai dit t'es demandé, et je lui ai dit t'es demandé,
de qui êtes-vous filles au guéland de la lyre, de qui êtes-vous filles au guéland de la la,
de qui êtes-vous filles au guéland de la lyre, de qui êtes-vous filles au guéland de la la.
Elle êtes-vous pas la fille du roi, elle êtes-vous pas la fille du roi,
êtes-vous pas la fille du roi, êtes-vous pas la fille du roi,
que vous êtes si jolie au guéland de la lyre, que vous êtes si jolie au guéland de la
la, que vous êtes si jolie au guéland de la lyre, que vous êtes si jolie au guéland de la la.
Je la fille du roi, je la suis pas, et la fille du roi, je la suis pas,
la fille du roi, je la suis pas, la fille du roi, je la suis pas.
Je suis pas assez riche au guéland de la lyre, je suis pas assez riche au guéland de la
la, je suis pas assez riche au guéland de la lyre,
je suis pas assez riche au guéland de la la. Je suis la fille du chaudronnier, et je suis la fille du chaudronnier,
je suis la fille du chaudronnier, je suis la fille du chaudronnier.
Le plus noir de la ville au guéland de la lyre, le plus noir de la ville au guéland de la la,
le plus noir de la ville au guéland de la lyre,
le plus noir de la ville au guéland de la la. Et on s'assend diable chaudronnier, et on s'assend diable chaudronnier,
on s'assend diable chaudronnier,
on s'assend diable chaudronnier. Qu'il a donc de belles filles au guéland de la lyre, qu'il a donc de belles filles au guéland de la la,
qu'il a donc de belles filles au guéland de la lyre,
qu'il a donc de belles filles au guéland de la la. Et j'en donnerais bien cent écus, et j'en donnerais bien cent écus,
j'en donnerais bien cent écus,
et j'en donnerai bien cent écus. Que vous soyez mamie au guéland de la lyre, que vous soyez mamie au guéland de la la,
que vous soyez mamie au guéland de la lyre, que vous soyez mamie au guéland de la la.
Oh, going to finish up with another dance tune. You must understand that these dance tunes are most of the lines are repeated, as you've understood, as they should be repeated. because the dancers don't just sing, they lead the dance. Because they are not couple dance, but they dance on the line. People interested by this should come to the workshop we're having tomorrow afternoon. And the double singing, you know, people singing one after the other, with often, especially in Brittany, often overlapping on the line before. That helps, you know, that helps your breathing and your dancing together, so it's functional. This is one from Brittany. French-speaking area of Brittany. Pour lui parler de l'amour.
Songs that gets heard on this piece of land an awful lot. It's one that just happens to be one of our favorites too. And we couple it with another fiddle tune which is actually has the same name. Great High Wind is to some other people that I know a tune called Frosty Morning, and then there's a couple of other tunes that are also called Frosty Morning that don't even sound like Great High Wind at all. Kind of glue the two of them together.
Till the sun and the moon stood still. down to hell till the devil got a chill. It's a great high wind to put the load down.
Songs that are about the Civil War. I doubt very much that either one of them dates back that far. This one was probably composed in the 30s.
You gonna be in G?
Yeah. And it has a real fine chorus. Am I getting more of an S than I should be getting on this?
It's your teeth.
Song. The chorus of it goes, it's called The Faded Coat of Blue. No more the bugle calls, weary one. Fresh, noble spirit in a grave unknown. I will find you and know you among the good and true. Where a robe of white is given for a faded coat of blue. My brave lad, he sleeps in his faded coat of blue, in a lonely grave unknown.
Sonia Savig to the sound booth, please. Sonia Savig to the sound booth.
That was God.
Yeah, that was the voice of Big Father. Change knees for instruments.
It's another one on the same topic called The Two Soldiers. He was just a blue-eyed Boston boy. His voice was low with pain. I'll do your bidding, comrade mine, if I ride back again. But if you ride back and I am dead, you'll do as much for me. My mother,
gotten to relax through most of this set, which is kind of nice. Let Donna do the work. Little fiddle tune. Little fiddle tune. It's called Waterfall.
Over the,
over the waterfall. Thank you. I'm staring over here because my laryngetic friend, Lori Wyatt, has been making faces at me during yeah. You can make mouth noises. Can you do that one?
Maybe tomorrow.
What's on board, Captain?
You're gonna do that, that crazy
song. Oh, yes, this crazy song. This was written by Blind Eric Flatpick, Eric Franston, New York City. I went through a whole thing just recently of learning all these songs that have to do with women and drinking and all of that type of sadness. And this particular one is almost funny, just about. It was last Sunday night, about 11, I think. I was looking for someone to buy me a drink. So I stopped in this bar, the sights for to see. When the fool on the stool sang this sad song to me, now it seems my dreams have all slipped from my grasp. So I'm blowing the foam from the top of this glass. Well, once I was welcome, now she won't let me near. Won't somebody help me? I'm drowning in beer. Well, I've asked the bartender tap us a cake, and I'll tell you about that fine pair of long legs on which grew the feet that kicked me outside. Well, the long-legged woman, she caused me to slide, and I slid down the stairway and on down the line into this bar. It's the first I could find, and I've pawned all I own just to fend off the drought. And I'm drinking on credit, and I'll be found out. I was drunkenly listening to this story of strife. The cruel-hearted woman, she done wrecked his life. And the drunkard got up and walked back of the bar. And he turned on the spigot of the keg that was there and lay down underneath it and opened his trap. Guzzled the beer as it came from the tap, and the patrons all watched for a minute or two. As he choked and he sputtered and he drowned in the brew. Well, they didn't care much for that drowned drunkard's pride. They called for the bouncer and they threw him outside. And I slipped for the back door to save my own neck. Cause I didn't have the money to pay for the check. So I stumbled back home with these tears in my eyes, remembering this fellow's untimely demise. And if you're thinking my fate could be anything worse, well, it's all explained fully.
fully in the very next verse. Singing this sad song to you. My old lady saw me and she threw me out too. And I started to slide, landed in here. Won't somebody help me? I'm drowning in.
What am I doing? Oh, yes, I know what I'm doing. We're going to close up with this is one of my favorite songs that Donna does. I get to relax through it a little bit again. It's a good song for Fox Hollow, too, now that I think about it.
Follow me no more. This is beautiful. This will work.
Voice is not on your stomach.
Okay. This will work. Many thanks. All right. Sometimes in the highlands of Scotland, on a cold winter's night, in a small cottage, when there isn't room enough overhead to stand up and play the pipes, or maybe when there isn't a piper around, or when the piper's forgotten his pipes, people wanting to be involved in some dancing and singing will resort to a form of music known as porshtabul. It means mouth music, sort of, tunes of the mouth. These songs don't necessarily have any great meaning. They're very trite words, and they're in Gaelic, and they're rhythmic words, but they're kind of fun to sing. And we'd like to start off this evening by singing music for the Highland Fling. The particular pieces we'll sing are The Marquis of Huntly's Highland Fling and The Devil in the Kitchen. And Judy Thibault is going to dance Highland Fling. We'd like to turn now to an older side of the music that we're interested in. Last night I sang, Annie sang The Ground of a Pibroch. Tonight we'd like to do a little bit more pibroch for you. And just like to say a few words about it first. It's very special music to people who play the pipes. It was preserved by an oral tradition known as cantrach, which means chanting or singing. And we're going to sing in a few minutes a piece in Netherlorn cantrach, which is a very exact system of representing the notes that are played by spoken syllables. They have a very precise meaning to a piper at any rate. And pipers often make up their own cantrach. The most important people in the history of Kilmore, or the big music of the pipes, synonymous with the word pibroch, are the MacCrimmons, and they were dominant on the scene from about 1400 up until about the early 1800s. And I think something that is important is that they taught their music by this oral method of teaching. The way they taught the music was to sing it to the pupil, and then the pupil would sing it back, and then he would begin, or she would begin, to play it on the pipes. There were women pipers back in the McCrimmon era, and according to Angus Mackay, who wrote about the McCrimmons, when the McCrimmons were sometimes away, the school didn't stop, the college didn't stop its teaching because the McCrimmon daughters took over the teaching at that time. The piece we'd like to sing a bit of for you in just a minute is called Meltdown. It means McCrimmon's sweetheart is one way of translating it. And there are two stories attached to it. One is, the romantic story is that a McCrimmon was asked to compose a pibroch and that he went into a cave for 3 days and nights without food or drink. And at each night when he dreamt, he began to dream of a tune. And in the tune, the fairies came and they sang this tune for him and played this tune on their pipes. And after the third day, he had learned the entire tune. He emerged from the cave, and this was the piece that he did. That's one story. There's one other one, which I believe is more realistic. That is that a woman in Skye had a very favorite pet cow. And although it's hard for us to appreciate how important that was, this was her sustenance. She got milk and cheese from this cow, and the cow was lost one day in a bog. And the entire population of the village went out looking for the cow, and the woman mourned the cow. Meltdown was the name of the cow. And the piper of the village composed this piece for the loss of the cow. Well, I'll just, I think before we start, just to give you an idea how Countach works, I'm going to ask Judy to play a syllable for you now on the chanter, and then I'll sing the Countach.
Would you play K? Get a little closer to
that. That syllable is called hey, and then piece by piece it builds up, and it's hey and do oh ho they hen.
Play just that phrase.
So this is the sort of mimicking way in which piping's been taught for hundreds and hundreds of years. We still teach piping that way. That's the way I was taught by Bob Brown. And the pupils of John MacDonald Inverness teach piping the same way. Well, the first line of the tune now I'll sing for you. I'll put these pieces together. And the first line of the Erler, and this is just the beginning of a pibroch, the Erler. It's just the first theme. Is hey and oh ho they hen hey a kiatra hey and oh ho they hen hey a kiatra
Thank you.
I'd like to play that over. You're familiar now with Meltdown. I'd like to play some of that for you on the pipes, and then I'll stop for a minute and I'll tell you a few words about another tune that I'd like to play in just a minute. I'd like to, I just would like to take a moment more to settle this instrument with the very, very cold dampness. This is not an electronic instrument. I can't get it instantly in tune. So I'll just play something in a moment. And then after that, I'd like to play The Desperate Battle of the Birds. These tunes, by the way, I don't, in all fairness, think it's through ignorance of pipers that we cannot tell you the names of the composers, by the way. Some of you may be wondering why we don't often give you the names. The reason is that these are pretty old tunes, and many times we just simply do not know who composed them. There's no authority for who composed these tunes, and it would be just hypothetical to try and put a name on them. This is as old as the hills, in short. And what I'd like to play just now for you is The Desperate Battle of the Birds. It's supposedly, the story is that one day a piper walking in the hills witnessed two hawks fighting and swooping, and this suggested a tune to him, and this is the piece. And it develops with an earler, like the pieces that I've been playing for you and Judy's been singing and Annie sang yesterday. And then it goes into a set of variations. And these variations are drawn from the themal notes of the earler. And it has a first variation, a doubling, a second variation, a doubling. It goes to what is called a Gish, then a Terlua, and a Krenlua. Krenlua means the crowning leap when translated. And then a Krenlua, a Mach. Well, to settle my pipes down, I'm just going to play one variation from another tune altogether, Krigalachy, which is the Grants Gathering. And this piece, I'm going to use while I'm tuning my pipes, is a gathering tune. It uses the E and the C and the B of the chanter, the calling notes. And this tune, when played on the hills, could be heard for miles and miles and miles. And it was used to rally the Clan Grant. It was their signal tune. I'll just play a little bit of Craigellachie then, and when these pipes are settled down, I'll attempt the desperate battle of the birds for you.
Thank you.
two announcements. We're the owner of a black Dodge Michigan plates. PPD 450. Please move your car. You're blocking the entire line. Otherwise, probably 15 people will pick it up and move it. And there is a dog. If it's yours, please go and get it. It's up in the craft area. And in about 5 minutes, it's going to be on the highway. I don't know what it looks like. It was barking, and it will move. A chow.
To thank Don Lindsay publicly for playing the Gathering tune of the Grants. My grandparents are Grants, and that's my middle name. And the Grant clan surrendered the day before the Battle of Culloden.
Which is why he's here.
That's right. So I'm eternally grateful to them for surrendering. We thought we'd sing a little song everybody probably knew and could get warmed up, because it's going to be a long evening and a lot of incredible singers coming. Probably all know this chorus. Goes, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. All right. I was born of Geordie parents one day when I was young. That's how the squire learned his will. They gave me native tongue. That I was a pretty baby, me mother she would vow. The girls all ran to kiss me. Well, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me riches, and I wish they'd do it now. When I was only 6 months old, the girls would handle me. They'd clutch me to their bosoms, and they'd bounce me on their knee. They would rock me in the cradle, and if I made a row, they'd tickle me, they'd cuddle me. I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me riches, and I wish they'd do it now. At 16 months, as fine a lad as ever could be seen, the girls all like to follow me right down to the green. They would make a chain of buttercups, drop it on me brow, then they'd roll me in the clover. Well, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me riches, and I wish they'd do it now. And the East End girls would call for me to swim when it was mild. Down to the river we would go and splash about a while. They would throw the water over me, duck me like a cow, then they'd rub me nice all over. Well, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. Oh, I wish they'd do it now. I've got itches in me riches, and I wish they'd do it now. It's awful lonely for a lad to lead a single life. I think I'll go to the dance tonight and find myself a wife. Oh, I have got 6 bundle pigs, likewise 1 big fat cow. There'll be plenty love and bacon for the girl who'll have me now. For the girl who'll have me now. For the girl who'll have me now. There'll be plenty love and bacon for the girl who'll have me now. Thank you. Oh, God. People down the front want smut. She didn't want smut. Well, we have to think about public morality these days. this is a recently written song by a young man called Roger Watson in England. And it's another story that reminds me very much of my childhood, which was come from a Salvation Army family. And this song involves a little lad who was out watching the Salvation Army on Sunday morning after they'd been doing their thing on the street corner. And he followed them to see where they went. And it was a bit of a surprise. Chorus goes, Salvation band with a big trombone, and the music fair goes through you with their onward Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujahs. When I was just a little kid on a Sunday morning early, Salvation a band called down our street to make their early burly. When they all stood around in a great big ring and they started blowing cornets, and all the kids from miles around had come a-swarming around like hornets. Salvation band with a big trombone, the music fingers through you with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujahs. There were scores and scores and scores of kids, perhaps there were even 30, and goodness knows who owned them all, but they all looked filthy dirty. There were Jackson's kid from across the street, and he were a rate young villain. When collection a box come around to him, he made off with 15 shillings. Salvation band with a big trombone, the music fingers through ya, with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujah. Now man has stood and waved a big stick, looked tall as half the houses. He got a brand new uniform with gold braid down his trousers. And behind him ran little Tommy Jones with his young grey pup called Dusty. And pup must have thought that man was a tree, his gold braid's gone all rusty. Salvation man with a big trombone, the music fingers through ya, with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujahs. Now rest didn't think band was up to much, but me, I didn't mind them. So when they marched off down the street, I marched off way behind them. Well, they marched up to the side of town in streets I'd never been in, and they ended in the back of a public house, as me dad said I couldn't be seen in. Salvation band with a big trombone, the music fingers through ya, with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujahs. When policemen fetched me home that night, they'd had their dinner without me, and when me dad found out where I'd been, I knew for a fact he'd clout me. Well, I got buckle end in me dad's pit strap, and that were plenty for me. I've never followed that band again, and that's the end of me story. Salvation band with a big trombone, the music fingers through ya, with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujah. Salvation band with a big trombone, the music fingers through ya, with their honor and Christian soldiers and their glory hallelujah. Thank you. I had a request to do a tale from some friends up there who make incredibly nice bone jewelry, and just made me a present of a wonderful set of bones for playing. And if you're really interested in playing bones, that's the only place you can find them in the country. So don't miss the opportunity. Anyway, this is a pretty famous monologue in England. It's one I learned from my dad originally. The only thing you have to know about it is you have to have some sort of feeling for British understatement and British stiff upper lip. And you have to know that, I guess that's all you need to know, as a matter of fact. It's called Albert and the Lion. There's a famous seaside place called Blackpool that's noted for fresh air and fun. And Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom went there with young Albert, their son. A grand little lad were young Albert, all dressed in his best, quite a swell, with a stick with an horse's head handle, the finest that Woolworths could sell. Well, they didn't think much of the ocean. The waves, they was piddling and small. There were no wrecks and nobody drowned. In fact, nothing to laugh at all. So seeking for further amusement, they paid and went into the zoo. There were lions and tigers and camels and old ale and sandwiches too. Now there were one great big lion called Wallace. His nose were all covered with scars, and he lay in a somnolent posture with the side of his face on bars. Now Albert had heard about lions, how they was ferocious and wild. To see Wallace lying so peaceful, well, it didn't seem right to the child. So straightway, the brave little fella, not showing a morsel of fear, took his stick with the horse's head handle and shoved it in Wallace's ear. Well, you could see that Lion didn't like it. For given a kind of a roll, he pulled Albert inside cage with him and swallowed the little lad all. Then Pa, who had seen the occurrence and didn't know what to do next, said, "Hey, Mother, yon lion's et Albert." And Mother said, "Well, I am vexed." So Mr. and Mrs. Ramsbottom, quite rightly when all said and done, complained to the animal keeper that the lion had eaten their son. Pa said, "Right, right, young fella. I think it's a shame and a sin for a lion to go and eat Albert after we paid to come in." Well, the keeper were quite nice about it. He said, "What a nasty mishap. Are you sure it's your boy's eaten?" Pa said, "Am I sure? There's his cap." Well, the manager had to be sent for. He came and he said, "What's to do?" Pa said, "Yon lion's et Albert, and him in his Sunday clothes too." Well, the manager wanted no trouble. He took out his purse straight away. He said, "How much to settle the matter?" Pa said, "What do you usually pay?" But Mother had got a bit awkward when she thought where Albert had gone, and she said, "No! Someone's got to be summoned!" So that was decided upon. So off they went to the police station in front of the magistrate chap, and they told what had happened to Albert and proved it by showing his cap. Well, the magistrate gave his opinion that no one was really to blame, and he said that he hoped the Ramsbothams would have further sons to their name. Well, at that, Mother got proper blazing. "And thank you, sir, kindly," said she. "What? Waste all our lives raising children to feed ruddy lions? Not me."
We're going to do a song from Northumberland.
Thank you.
This is something of a hawking song. It's called "By Broom Bosoms." And extra verses to the traditional song were written by Robert Burns, it's something of a wife-hunting song as well as a broom-selling song, which may say something about broom sellers, but...
Chorus is "By Broom Bosoms," that's spelled B-E-S-O-M-S. That's not brown bosoms, madam, it is broom bosoms. them when they're new, fine heather bred uns. Better never grew. That's as in bread in the heather and not, you know, bread made of heather or anything. Okay? You want to try the chorus? Chorus goes, buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather bred uns, better never grew. That was horrible. Try it once more. Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather bred uns, better never grew. Again.
You cannot swear on this stage.
Oh, that's right. I didn't mean to say shit, I'm sorry.
If you want a bosom for to sweep your house, come to me, may any you shall have your choice.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
Well, if I had a horse, then I would have a cart, and if I'd a wife, then she would take me part.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
Have a wifey whatsoever she be, and that she's a woman, that's enough for me.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
And if that she be bonny, that'll be all right, and if she be ugly, what's the odds at night?
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
Less will be me care.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
And if she likes a droppy, she and I'll agree, if she doesn't like it, all the more for me.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
For to sweep your house, come to me, may any you shall have your choice.
Buy broom bosoms, buy them when they're new, fine heather breddens, better never grew.
Thank you, you're very generous. I'm going to ask a friend of ours, Cliff Haslam, to join us for one song.
Hello, sir. This is a this is an English drinking song.
Oh. I know you're short, but this is ridiculous. This is from Lancashire, which is where Cliff comes from, and I was sort of educated.
If you can call it that.
See what you have to go to be educated in England?
Let me think.
So.
Who do I start with?
Me.
So you went for a walk, sir.
Aye, sir, aye.
And you did the same, sir.
No, sir, no.
He did he not, sir?
Aye, sir, aye.
You cannot deny, sir.
No, sir, no.
For one says aye and the other says no. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
In a row, in a row.
In a row, in a row. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
Now you met a fair maid, sir.
Aye, sir, aye.
And you did the same, sir.
No, sir, no.
He did he not, sir?
Aye, sir, aye.
You cannot deny, sir.
No, sir, no.
For one says aye and the other says no. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
In a row, in a row.
In a row, in a row. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
And you asked her to wed, sir.
Aye, sir, aye.
And you did the same, sir.
No, sir, no.
He did he not, sir?
Aye, sir, aye.
You cannot deny, sir.
No, sir, no.
For one says aye and the other says no. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
In a row, in a row.
In a row, in a row. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
And now you're a father, sir.
Aye, sir, aye.
And you are the same, sir.
No, sir, no.
He is he not, sir?
Aye, sir, aye.
You cannot deny, sir.
No, sir, no.
For one says aye and the other says no. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
In a row, in a row.
In a row, in a row. We are three jolly lads all in a row.
Now you'll buy drinks all round, sir.
No, sir, no.
Now you'll buy drinks all round, sir.
No, sir, no.
You will you not, sir?
No, sir, no.
Not one little pot, sir.
No, sir, no.
For one says no and the other says no. We are three thirsty lads all in a row.
In a row, in a row.
In a row, in a row. If no one will treat us, we'll just have to go.
Thank you. Song I'm gonna do. I have just had watermelon stuck up my nose. It was accidental. No, it's a strange scent wafting in from my left nostril. Too near me, love, you're going to bash me. I'm going to start with a very old ballad called Lord Bateman, and which obviously some of you know. There are various theories about this. Some folklorists would have it that Lord Bateman actually was Thomas Becket's father. Be that as it may, it wasn't in the film, so I'm not about to accept that theory as gospel. But it certainly goes back to that period. But I think it's misnomered anyway, because Lord Bateman does very little except disappear in his ship and get himself put in jail. After that, everything that happens really comes about as a result of Sophie or Sophia, the woman in the ballad, who makes all the decisions and the requests thereafter. So, if everyone is in tune... Lord Bateman was a noble lord, a noble lord of some high degree. He shipped himself on board of a ship some foreign country would go see. He sailed east and he sailed west until he came to Pirata Key, and there